Hello, Schreiber High School. We are broadcasting from a special location today at New York Comic Con at the Javits Center in Manhattan. We have a very special guest today from Artist Alley. You know him from his new comic, Absolute Batman, and the creator of Batman's Court of Owls. Coming to you from Scott's booth, number H22, please welcome Scott Snyder.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here today. So, what's been the strangest thing someone's asked you to sign, like today or just in general?
Someone once asked me to sign their baby, and I thought it was a joke, but they had a marker that wiped off, and it wasn't that much of a joke, actually. They actually wanted me to sign the baby.
The baby?
Yes, but it was like a marker that wiped right off. I mean, I thought they were asking me to sign the baby with permanent marker, because that's what I use to sign everything, but they did actually want me to sign it just with a marker they could rub right off.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, can you tell my listeners a little about you, your early background and upbringing?
Yeah, I grew up here in the city on 23rd Street, on the east side. I always wanted to do comics, and I didn't break in until I was about 30 or so. But I wrote short stories, and I went to school for writing, and I kept sending stuff out to magazines. And eventually I wrote a couple of stories that comic book editors noticed, and then they asked me to pitch, and so I started pitching my own stuff, like American Vampire, and then I wound up lucky where there was an opening on Detective Comics, Batman, and then I took it, and the rest I've just been writing Batman forever. So,
did you ever have like a favorite class in high school, teachers that influenced your interests into reading and writing?
Oh yeah, I still remember Mrs. Sherman, my creative writing teacher in 11th and 12th grade, and in college I had a couple of really good ones too, but. Yeah, Mrs. Sherman, I still remember, was the very first teacher. Her room was like, she made it into look like a library, almost like a study. And it was a creative writing workshop, and it really changed my whole view.
And I also read that you taught college classes for a while. What was it like on the other side of schooling and teaching people how to be a reader and writer?
Oh, I love teaching. I still do it. I do it online now. I have a class through my Substack. It's called Our like OUR Best Jacket with two T's Jacket. That's my company. Is my two kids. I have three kids now, but two of my sons are Jack and Emmett. So Jacket is, you know, a combination of their names. So Our Best Jacket. And yeah, I taught it a bunch of schools. I taught high school. And then when I started comics, I started teaching it Columbia and NYU and Sarah Lawrence and Southampton, Stony Brook. And I just always loved teaching, so I kept doing it with DC. I had a corporate job where I was training their incoming writers. And now I do it for myself on the side, just for fun, where I do a class all about storytelling and how to create great characters and how to, you know, make villains and all that kind of stuff.
So, talking about Batman and DC, so today you're here at booth H22, and right across from you, actually, is Frank Miller. I heard that meeting Frank Miller was a turning point for you in your career. I got to meet Frank when I was 10 years old with my dad. Did Frank's Batman work in the 1980s shape your writing on Batman?
More than anything else in my whole life. Like, it shaped my writing in general, like my life. I think, you know, that Stephen King books, like, those were the most important things to me. Because growing up here in New York, like, that was the first time Batman felt so real. Like, he was going up against things that I was afraid of. Like, there's nuclear war in the book, and there's gangs like there were back then in the book. And there was this whole sense of, you know, Batman suddenly facing off with things that felt like they were our reality. And so it made him so important to me, yeah.
One of your most original Batman stories is your Court of Owls. Where did this storyline come from in your imagination and your inspiration for it?
So when you write Batman, you try and make him brave in the face of things you're afraid of. And for me, I was most afraid of writing Bruce Wayne with all of this crazy history, because there's so many great stories in that library. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll just make the history come to life and be the bad guy. And that's how they were born.
And it's also a white boat. It was an amazing horror. Could you tell me a little about how the story came about?
Yeah, well, the artist on the book is a guy named Francesco Francavilla. He was actually one of the first couple artists I worked with on Detective Comics, him and Jock. So we've known each other a long time. But we both love old classic horror movies like Frankenstein and Wolfman, all the, you know, Universal monsters. And so we wanted to try and do our version of something like the Island of Dr. Moreau, about a secret island where people experiment on human beings to try and evolve them. And a poor guy who essentially winds up there not knowing what the island is. That's where it came from.
In those old movies, they had great soundtracks, and in the first issue, it was also sold a vinyl record. Could you tell me a little about how you decided to pair the comic book with a record?
Yeah, well, Noel Haru of Mass Gothic and Hooray for Earth is a good friend of mine. He and his wife actually live in our neighborhood, and so we got to be friends. They have a young kid that's the same age as our youngest. And so I love his music, and he's such an artistic and inspiring person. He was like, you know, I'd love to do a soundtrack for the book. And I'm like, let's ask them if they'll make it official. And they did. So Distillery was great about it.
And I know you're fans when I meet you today, but I want to know, what is your favorite or most prized autograph or sketch in your collection?
Well, probably one is the cover of Batman number 3 that Greg Capullo gave me with a note to me about, you know, becoming friends. And I have it hanging on my wall. And the other one, when I was 13, I went to Big Apple Comic Con to meet Todd McFarlane with my dad, and I waited in line for like 3 hours. And I had about $200, and I got up to Todd, and my dad was like, it's his 13th birthday today, which it was. And Todd gave me a page of Spider-Man that was worth way more, like thousands of dollars than I could afford. It has Spider-Man swinging. It's from Spider-Man number 319. And I was so, like, blown away by that. That's the other page. It showed me what kind of creator I wanted to aspire to be, so that hangs over at my desk as well.
The other day, I actually just got a Todd signed comic book as well. And for me, my most prized item, Peach Momoko did a sketch for me with the laughing Joker on her death metal cover, which I really love. Is there anything you want to else you want to talk about or let my audience know about becoming a writer, reader, anything?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like we need new voices. We're desperate for you guys, for young people to come in and change the industry with your stories. You know, write your passion, whatever that is. I had a teacher, this woman I told you, Ms. Sherman, who said, you've got to write the story that you would love to pick up the most and find that day and be inspired by. It doesn't matter if it's political or space opera or escapist adventure in 1920, whatever it is, just write the thing that you think matters to you the most. And don't be afraid of that. Put yourself out on the page, because the point of writing is connecting with other people and saying, are you afraid of the same things I are? Are you hopeful about the same things I am? And so finding young people that want to join sort of the writing community, we need you. We need new blood.
Well, Schreiber, hi. You just have heard from one of the most legendary writers there is, Scott Snyder, live at Comic-Con. This is the Epic Entertainment Roundup signing up. And as Batman says, I am Vengeance, I am the Night, I am Gabriel Jaffe. Thank you so much.